Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to this very special episode of DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by the five-time champ Fast Custom Shirts at boygob.com and on these two other video platforms that you can see where we are in the description of the episode. Joe, you're weak. You had another one.
Hey, I hope everybody's doing really good because, I've been busy as fuck and not able to like pay much attention to emails or any other bullshit. Like Tom is always really good about paying attention to emails. If you need like custom work or if you need like shit, like, hey, I want one mask of this. That's the dude to fucking get in contact with. Right, Tom?
I mean, it never hurts to ask, I guess.
Fuck yeah, it doesn't. It never hurts.
Pretty busy now. Very, very stressed out, but that's okay, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully that heart attack or stroke will happen.
Yeah, and then what are they going to do? What are they going to do without you, Tom?
Go to somebody else.
Get some cheap rate second fucking bullshit masks. You know, because you make the best mask, right?
That's a matter of opinion, I would.
Well, that's my opinion.
Well, thanks, buddy.
All right.
You make the best shirts.
Thanks, Tom. You know, they don't crack or anything.
I hope not.
Oh, that's what I've been told, but, you know, who knows?
Remember when we had that freeze?
Yeah.
I did wear it outside. It instantly shattered, though. As soon as I stepped outside, it was like the Venture Brothers suit when you got for the
it's probably really hot right now in your fucking little shop, right?
There's two air conditioners, but sometimes it is. Yesterday when I was cleaning it, it was powerfully hot.
Yeah, I've got three fans. I don't have ACs. You know, it's fucking hot on my shit, but, you know, hey, fuck it. I'm still going to make y'all shit a little bit, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Fuck it, you know?
What?
If you don't think my shit's good enough, you think it cracks, I'm not going to do my shit for you. But fuck it, you know? That's what I'm saying. Fuck y'all.
Why are you drinking? Tom.
What? Why Tom? Are you drinking? Tom, what'd you watch?
Oh, at least we're getting past all that.
Hey, did I tell you I can see like the chat now and everything?
Can you? I cannot. I don't know why.
There's a thing that says like comment.
Oh, now I can. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we got StreamYard on there, and Billy, what's up, you guys? Oh, fuck, I don't know. We're just doing our thing.
This isn't a comment show, you motherfucker. You settled down right now. So anyway,
Mom, did you watch any fucking movies or what?
Yeah, I watched one I forgot to talk about last week, actually.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, well, you know, that's me, I guess.
It is. It is, totally. Hey, but if you want to see how dumb Tom is, come and see him at the Houston Horror Film Fest.
Well, I mean, you're watching this or listening to it, so you're witnessing it in real time, maybe. No, there's about a 60-second delay or so. So there's that, but almost real time. Anyways, the fine gentle fellows at Vinegar Syndrome took all their stuff down and said, you know what, for this month only, we're just going to put up our partners' movies because it's Pride Month or something, and that's what you call them, partners? So they have all their partners' movies on their site and none of theirs.
Are these guys that they've fucked?
I don't know. I don't know how their arrangements
work. A lot of people, right?
I don't know.
I don't mean either.
I mean, I feel fucked in some of these movies I buy that I don't fucking wait for one of their sales. There's a couple I paid full price for. I was like, yeah, but I got fucked. So yeah, maybe. But excuse me. I bought a couple, but one I was just like, yeah, I might get this. I heard a couple people say, oh, one of the best of the year. And it struck me as weird that Vinegar Syndrome was putting it out.
Right.
It's called Shiva Baby or Shiksa Baby, something Jewish. And I
like some Jewish Shiva Baby.
Yeah, exactly, in that accent. Never.
Yeah.
I guess. You know, it sucks. Fuck the people. It's another one of these. Oh, it's not. I got about 30 minutes in and I was like, no, it's not worth talking about. It feels like some fucking New York film student fucking movie. I was just like, ooh, hard pass. Hard fucking pass. So no idea why Vinegar Syndrome's pushing this, because really don't think their audience is.
Maybe they're related to the dude. I don't know.
I think it was a gentlewoman who made this movie. Right.
Maybe they're related to the gentlewoman. I don't know.
Gentile. I don't know.
Right. Gentile.
I'm not good with foreign shit.
Right. Exactly. You're not at all.
If it ain't Canadian, I don't give a fuck, eh?
He doesn't. Mm-mm. That's why he usually loves Vinegar Syndrome, because it's like,
It's a good Canadian company.
Yeah.
Lumberjacks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, Tom, speaking of Canadian movies, I watched The Conjuring Part 3, which is another of the HBO Max releases.
So it was good.
So it sucked. Yeah, you're familiar with The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2, right?
Mm-mm.
No, so this one's about a dude that kills somebody, but no, he was possessed by a demon. So the Warren family, they have to prove that he was like possessed by a demon. So it's some bullshit and it's boring. It's the worst of these Conjuring movies. I like the first one. I like the second one. This one is not good. It's fucking dumb. Yeah.
Would recommend?
I don't even know. I would not recommend HBO Max at all. You know, fucking Mortal Kombat sucked. Fucking the Justice League 4-hour movie piece of shit sucked. What else did they do? You know, they keep releasing shit. Yeah, Kong sucked. Well, I didn't see it because I don't want to watch it. It sucks.
I'll let you borrow the Blu-ray. It comes out Tuesday.
It's a bunch of bullshit on this fucking channel. You know, fuck this fucking... Ah! It sucks, Tom. It sucks.
Yeah, I canceled a couple, or right after I watched Mortal Kombat, so... What do you got, Len, next? Space Jam and Suicide Squad? I don't know what the fuck else is going on.
But yeah, I mean, this one, it's just like, fuck, man. Should I fall asleep right now or in like 10 minutes or, you know, jump scares and like a lot of the shit that they have in the other movies, but it's really not good. It's not fucking good.
So what are these movies about? Hucksters?
Yeah, it's about these hucksters that, like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, well, you got a ghost there. We'll fucking go take care of it, you know? It's kind of like if you and me, like, you know, went to people's houses. It's like, all right, you got a ghost here? Well, fucking Tom will make a mask, and I'll make some shirts. Okay, yeah, let's make some fucking profit off of this shit. That's what these people did. But they're better at it, I guess, because they wrote books and like fucking made movies or whatever. You know, we're not that good.
Well, not yet.
No, but soon.
But I mean, we also don't try and scam people.
So. Right. And that's not what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I think I'll stick to the Frighteners, it sounds like. Or not. Fuck it. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, Joe, what'd you watch?
I just told you what I watched.
Well, what else did you watch? Seems like you watched a lot this week.
Okay, so after that, I watched The Spirited Killer. You heard of this one, Tom?
No.
This is a Thai movie. You like Thai food, right?
I like Thai steak, man.
Okay. No, I know you like Thai food, or at least, you know, your lady loves Thai food, right?
Why?
Because she's, like, I don't know, some sort of Asian or something? No?
Fucking okay. Racist.
This movie is about a guy that...
Fucking racist.
Like, decides to like, give people, like, hey... Drink this fucking fluid and you're going to have eternal life. And they do, but they die. So, like, he wants to take their money. And so, like, the people in the village, like, hey, you fucking killing people. And it's like, oh, so what? Fight me. And he's a badass fucking fighter. You know, he's a badass kung fu dude. But, you know, nobody can beat him. And then other people come in and it's just like, it sucks. It fucking sucks. It's a piece of shit movie.
And what do you got against Asian people, Joe?
The only reason they released it, because remember that movie Ong Bak? Of course you don't, because you never watch that shit, because you don't care about it.
I do. Tom. That was popular for a month.
Yeah. So the guy in that is in this for like a little bit. So they decide, hey, let's release this and put him on the cover like he's kicking everybody's ass. And he's not. It's a piece of shit. You know. I don't know what to say about it. It sucks.
Would recommend?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, then. excuse me. Jesus Christ.
You feeling a little tired, Tom?
Yeah, it was a shit fucking day, and I didn't sleep for shit because I got up early. I work late, and then, I got some shit done. People were sleeping, so I just said, fuck it, I'll paint. So I painted up a little monster, and he went, wooga, wooga, wooga. And then I went to bed, and I slept for like maybe 4 hours, woke up 2 hours before my alarm went off. And it was just straight bullshit from the minute I got out of the shower. And not an awesome day, but fuck it. No, yeah, tomorrow, I did.
Why don't you just sleep in until about, 10 or something?
Hey, we'll see. But shit needs to get done.
I know, but man, you need your rest too. Because if you don't get your rest and you start painting stuff, it's going to look shitty, you know? It will.
Sell it cheaper.
You're right.
Come on down and buy shitty painted masks at the Houston Horrific Festival of Fright Films.
Hey, check out the new Extro mask that Tom made. Pretty soon. Nice. Some good shit.
And get extra three after the partner sales over at Vinegar Syndrome. Oh, I think they might make the list a couple times here in a minute. Or not.
Not on mine, for sure. But we'll anyway, see. We'll get to that.
We will.
We will get to that.
Go on now.
All right, so after that, I watched Channel Zero, Season 3, Butcher's Block. Now, this one's all about a family that had a meat factory, I guess. What do you call that? Like, I don't know. But anyway, it's Rutger Hauer, and they became immortal because they made a deal with some fucking different god, and they have to keep sacrificing kids to this god. And this shit's pretty good, man. This shit, I mean, as far as TV horror shows go, which we'll talk about more next week for sure. We will definitely talk about next week for sure. But this is some good shit, man. This is like a really good show. And, no, you wouldn't like it, Tom, because you're not a fan of good stuff, you know. But it's some good shit. So, yeah. What'd you watch, Tom?
Well, Joe, I watched The Stepfather 2 and 3 edited for television. I've never seen the first one. I got fucking something in my eye. I think it's my finger.
Or a dick.
Hey. The second one is, I've never fuck, I gotta get some sleep. First one, never saw it. Don't know shit about it. The second one, it was like, all right, that was a fine, what you would expect, have on in the background movie. It was okay. But the third one was pretty fucking awesome because it sucked in a lot of ways. It starts out in the second one, like they find out that he's the killer because he whistles something. I can't remember what the fuck it was, but
he's a whistler for sure.
He is. And because it's an old song, but it's not. It's like something any kindergartner would whistle. So in the third one, it's not the guy who was in the last movie. So in the opening scene in the first movie, he has underground plastic surgery. And then you know it's him just because he does that whistle. And he does it a lot throughout the movie, just so you remember it's
him. You gotta know it's him, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's good. It's a real piece of shit, and I can't wait for Vinegar Syndrome to overcharge me for the fucking 2K restoration.
Then you'll get it.
Oh, sure. I will. No, I want to watch that motherfucker unedited. Like, I will. I was looking after I watched. I was like, yeah, that was something I'd like to fucking watch. Like, intact, not edited for TV. Now that's like out of print and shit. So, woo! When they release that shit, I'll be like the 27th person in line. So, what did you watch, Holmes?
That's it. That's all I watched, you know? So, after that, I just read some comics.
Well, I watched some stuff still.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I watched a stack of stuff. So I figure, we're not going to do the movies. Joe didn't really give a fuck. I didn't think he would. So I'll go back and watch all four of the Toxic Avenger movies. Good old Troma, right?
Yeah, good old Troma.
You a Troma fan, Joe?
No.
Were you ever?
No, I mean, I watched their shit because if you were a horror fan, you kind of like had to watch that shit to be legit.
But, did you?
Yeah. So I was like, okay. This is, yeah. Okay. This is a movie.
What was your favorite one? Poltergeist?
No.
I remember you watched that recently.
No, I guess my favorite one was Toxic Avenger, part one.
Well, Joe, that's the first one I watched because it was the first Toxic Avenger movie. I liked, again, it's another one of these things. The concept of the character's cool. The Toxic Avenger just kind of comes off as like one of those early titty comedies with gore in it.
Right.
But I mean, that's what Troma was making before the Toxic Avenger, just without the gore. So I think there's, we make some superhero, try and make some, I don't know what they did. But yeah, it really just seems like a titty comedy with gore. Didn't hold up as well. Like about halfway through, I was just like, kind of whatever. Like kind of how I am talking about it. Don't really give a fuck.
Well, I like a blind chick with tits out. You know, that's fine. You know?
Well, I don't know if it is, Joe.
Not for you. I mean, you don't like tits to begin with.
No, I just... If she's or blind, you just people, don't want to go creeping you don't like up blind on you. You got to let her know.
That's kind of shitty. But.
Or people in general.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. You can't win them all.
No, or
but,
any of them.
Toxic Avenger, it was okay. I'll be all right if I never watch the movie again.
But will you?
It's not in the for sale bin, so I'll have the option to watch it if I want to. But
you probably will, right?
Not for many, many years if I'm around. Mm. But yeah, probably not. And then we move on to Toxic Avenger 2 in Japan. It's a little more goofy. And then we get to Toxic Avenger 3. Toxic Avenger versus the Green Devil. And then we get to Toxic Avenger 4. Citizen Toxie. This is probably my favorite one. All these movies look the same. Like they shot it on the same old shitty camera they just had locked away since the first one. Like, this camera brought us money, so we're going to shoot every taxi movie on it. But, I don't know. I just kind of don't care talking about them. That's how I was rewatching them. I was just kind of paying like, I just lost interest really quick. So I said, you know what? This was so average going back and watching these Toxic Avenger movies. I pulled every Troma disc I had in the old collection and got a stack of them and threw them in the fucking cup. And then I said, wait a minute, stupid. Pulled them back out. So every week we're going to have who? It's going to be not only one hell of a summer, but it's going to be a toxic summer, some shit as well. Because I'll do a Troma movie every week. Hopefully, I'm a little more enthused about the other ones. I mean, Toxic Avenger 4 has its parts, like that's funny. Mm-hmm. It's just Troma. It's really, like I've said it before, this is shit like when you're a teenager, when you're first getting in. This is just childish shit. A lot of it's corny. Corny shit isn't cool. Cheesy is fine, but corny fucking sucks. It's a very fine line. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see, Joe. Next week, I don't know what it is. I think I'm just picking them as they go off the, as they are stacked up. I think Beware Children at Play is the next one, but we'll see. Hopefully it's just me being tired. And
I think it is, Tom. You're just a tired dude, you know. You're like fucking up making all those masks and stuff, and you need a little bit of rest, dude.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What else did I watch? What else did I watch? What
I
else
watched, did I watch? Channel Zero.
Did you I already talked that? About that? Yeah. Okay. I watched Fear Farm. That's farm with a PH.
That sounds good.
You know why there's Fear Farm with a PH?
Because it's stupid?
No, because they're all a bunch of PH words.
Oh. Hey, well, fucking A. That this is the month for that. That's good.
So some children's go to a haunted maze. It's the best one, biggest one in town, and they all get these stamps on their hands. And then as they enter the park, they run a light over the stamp. And would you know it, this girl's fucking hand reacted to the light they put it on it. So the dude says, gee golly, you're our 1,000th fucking customer of the year. You're going to go to the special maze, you and your friends. And if you fine folks can complete this maze in under 2 hours, you will win $5,000. Plot twist, they're getting murdered in the maze.
In the maze? Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Ferris wheels and bumper cars, sir. Anyways, they get murdered and shit in the maze. They get taken back to like their shop and then start peeling their skin off with potato peelers. And it turns out they're using their skin to make face cream. It's goofy as shit. I thought it was going to be just like a shitty fucking generic horror movie. And it was. It was like a generic slasher cliche as shit, but it had some comedy to it. It was kind of like...
You loved it.
It was pretty good.
Would recommend?
If you liked Dark Ride or something like Skinned Alive meets Motel Hell, if that sounds like something you might want to check out.
Is there any titties in it?
Yeah, there are. And it's, it's your average, you know, haunted house. This is a real Haunted House of Killers movie. Like that kind of shit. But it's kind of funny. The back says something like Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets Rob Zombie. And I was like, oh, fuck. Luckily, this was nowhere near as brilliant as Rob Zombie's writing. So I was thankful for that.
Takes place at Miskatonic University.
Oh, sadly it did not. Sadly it did not. But yeah, if you can find Fear, this came out last year. I thought this was something from like the shitty years of the early 2000s. That's kind of what it looked like.
Definitely
yeah.
Like it.
This was fucking a last year movie. Probably would have made my list, or at least an honorable mention. Because I can't really remember shit that fucking made it last year. Whatever. I'm going to drink this and then leave. Yeah, I think that's all I got that I fucking watched. Yeah. But I just kind of wish I gave more of a fuck about those Toxic Avenger movies. I just really didn't. Like I said, the fourth one had some funny parts to it, but...
Yeah, because it seems like that's your thing, you know, though. Like, you would really love that shit, but...
It did, and all that was, like, big influences on the movies I made, but right. It's just, that's for and younger... And I noticed
that's our thing, like, with rewatching a lot of shit. It's like, we shouldn't rewatch a lot of shit, because it's not good. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, man.
But, I mean, I think it's just traumas for the young. I think that's, because it is like the flim flam, man, shit. That's a big part of it, for real. But yeah, that's just it is. It is what it is, man. Him and Vince McMahon, I think, are the last two flim flam men left.
Yeah.
And then I don't know who else the fuck you got. Maybe that My Pillow guy.
Maybe.
Fuck if I know. He was pretty good in that abortion movie, though. What was it called? Unplanned?
Yeah, I did want to watch that one.
I had. Oh, I got a bootleg.
We'll get to that. No, we won't.
I watched it. We talked about it.
I know, but it's not on my list.
And dude, I remember the beginning. It shows like the ultrasound happening while they're doing the abortion. They have the camera up to the thing, and then they stick the needle into the baby, and the baby's like crawling up the uterus wall trying to get away from the needle. It's fucking, I fucking laughed. It wasn't supposed to be funny, but that was like some silly Looney Tunes shit. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, fuck. Anyways, Joe, it's going to be one hell of a summer.
It's one hell of a summer. It's hot as hell here. I don't know about how it is with you, Tom, but it's pretty hot as hell. It's like I'm fucking doing some hell raising. How about you?
No. I'm just sitting at the beach with a couple books, doing some reading. You read anything, Joe?
Yeah, I have. But anyway, you don't like comics, so we won't talk about that. So I watch Hellraiser. You ever heard of this movie, Tom?
Yeah, it was like fucking Gremlins with goth kids.
It's pretty slow. So this is the first time Lisa watched it. I said, hey, watch this movie with me so I can get a fresh perspective of somebody who's never watched it. And she's like, hey, this shit's boring. And she said, all the people in this movie are ugly. I was like, yeah, of course they are. They're British. You know, they're all inbred and shit like that. Of course, you know. So she couldn't get into it. She fucking hated the movie. I thought some of the effects were still cool, but it's like this puzzle box, anybody can fucking like do that in like three steps. You know, like if you get the puzzle box, it's like, all right, boom. Okay, now I'm going to be there with the fucking BDSM puzzle people. You know?
The what?
BDSM puzzle people.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a weird fucking movie, and like Lisa's right, it's not very good, but it is at the same time. Like like there's a lot of good shit in it. You know, the Cenobites look cool, but I don't know. I don't fucking know. It's not very good.
Yeah, I like we said last week, I was never a big fan of the hell. Well, when I was first getting into horror movies and shit, you know, that's what you get into, that Halloween chase and all that shit. So then, but yeah. After rewatching them and shit years ago, I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to watch Hellraiser anymore. So I said, yeah, that'll be a perfect one to watch for the series we do. Joe likes it, so we'll crush his fucking memories and nostalgia.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking watch Hellraiser. I liked it. I was like, wow, there was some good shit in here. That fucking guy coming back when he was like reverse melting and shit.
Yeah, and like some of those, you know, the practical effects are really good. Really fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. Yeah. It was like, I liked
it. Story-wise is where I fucking get on. Like, this guy just escapes from the fucking, like, Hellraisers, like, yeah, you know, I just fucking got out of there, and now I have to fucking kill people to, like, fucking get my body
back. You got to think about how many fucking people, these how many, 3-4 Cenobites have to look after? They each have to look after at least two.
Yeah.
So maybe one can sneak out.
Since that fucking puzzle box is so easy to open. You know, anybody can.
Maybe they got 3 people.
Yeah. It's like each one of them probably have like 86 people to watch.
All right, 7.
Maybe Severin.
Hey, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it. I think it had some good shit in there. I'm not saying, I'm looking for it because I know what's coming. I've watched the newest one when it first came out. I haven't watched because there was like a fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple months where they released them back to back. Yeah.
Yeah. Direct to Walmart and shit. You know, and I bought those. I have them.
still in the shrink wrap, though.
But no, shit. I got to like fucking look for all that stuff and see. I don't know, man.
So I'm a yay for Hellraiser and you're a nay for Hellraiser.
I mean, I like it. I just don't think it's as good as most people like remember it being. I think it gets better later on. Not for the second one. The second one, I'm not looking forward to watching because I think that's a piece of shit. And the third one is fucking horrible. But 4, I think 4 is great. But we'll see. Maybe I won't think that when I rewatch it. I don't know, man.
Come on. The third one's got the smiling fuck with the CDs in his head.
Yeah, that's got the fucking little fucking wood block that's turning around. Oh, shit, that's scary. A wood block turning around. Woo! You know, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I mean, you just saying it made me pee a little. That gave me nightmare.
Oh, shit, look at that. It's got an ear on it. Wow.
Chilly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess next week will be Hellbound. All right. Guess that's the end of that then. Well, I hope you guys like Hellraiser. I don't really give a fuck because we got 9 more. Yeah, that's the one I got.
Yeah, so.
If you watch the making of on the Hellraiser disc, you can see Clive Barker being interviewed in the middle of the set decorator drew a pentagram on the ground and they had him sit on it in the middle and then put like a bunch of those electronic candles in a circle around him. He's just sitting Indian style looking up. Well, when I made the pinhead, fucking. And then you got these moles like, yeah, I saw Pinhead hang himself with hooks, so now I hang myself with fucking hooks. I posted a video on the page. You should all watch it. Give it the angry face. But yeah, good old Anchor Bay, the original boutique label. Fucking pricks. You like comic books, swinging into action and whatnot?
Hey, so tell them last time we left Spider-Man's, he was 6 inches. Like, they fucking reduced him down to 6 inches. Mysterio. And, like, threw him into a amusement park that was also 6 inches, maybe. I don't know.
More like an amusement park.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, I'm going to kick your ass here. And this one, again, has some really good fucking art from John Romita. You know, it looks really fucking good, man. I dig it. But, you know, the story is kind of stupid. You know, any story with Mysterio is kind of stupid. You know, a special effects guy, get the fuck out of here. Like, take it from here, Tom.
When Joe drinks, he just likes to be hurtful and mean to people. I don't understand it. I always say, you know, when you're in a bad mood, you shouldn't drink. You know, I guess when you reach a certain age in life, you're always going to be in a bad mood. And when you suffer from the debilitating disease and alcoholism, you just got to drink. Otherwise, you get
the shakes. I do have to wear these compression socks a lot. But anyway.
And the hat to keep your hair from falling out.
Right, exactly.
I understand. But yeah, just like every two-part or three-part issue, Spider-Man fucking figures a way out of this one, and we'll see you next issue.
Hey, but we have some other shit going on. We were introduced to a new character.
Robbie!
Yeah! Okay. So, Joe Robertson has a son that's in college. And we'll, you know, college is kind of stressing him out. So we'll see what's going on with him pretty soon. I hope he doesn't get involved with drugs, because that was like really bad with people at that time. But like, we'll see.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, that's a Green Goblin episode when he gets all hooked on pills and shit.
Yeah.
Or issue, not episode, you fucking idiot.
You dummy.
I'm gonna get to sleep soon. Joe, you like lists or?
I do like lists.
All right. Come on. This sucks. I'm gonna say, after doing this, I was like, yeah, it was probably a shitty fucking thing, but we'll see.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty.
Okay.
So, what is this list, Tom, since it was one of yours?
Pardon. Our favorite DVD or Blu-ray and or Blu-ray releases.
Okay.
Yeah, so, right.
Honorable mention. I have Perita Durango from Severin. And it's on my honorable mention list because I have it, but I haven't watched it yet. And I've always wanted to see this uncut version of this movie, so I'll get to that. Well, after that, I have Jacob's Ladder on VHS, which was one of the first movies that had cut scenes afterwards, you know, after the movie and after the credits. And like, I like that movie a lot, and it had some scenes that was like, holy shit, that would have been fucking good in the movie, but they didn't put it in there. Then I have the Lone Wolf and Cub Blu-ray from Criterion, and it's only on my fucking honorable mention list because I haven't seen it yet. I have it, but I haven't watched it. Then I have a Dark Song Blu-ray, and great movie. And Tom loves this movie too. And then I have The Call of Cthulhu, the silent film that was independently made. And some good shit. And Tom hates it.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, but you would hate it anyway.
I probably would.
Yeah. So those are my honorable mentions.
All right. Well, is Lone Wolf and Cub anything like Lone Wolf and Cub?
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, okay. For my honorable mentions, I have a period in time when Troma first started doing DVDs.
Yeah.
They would just load their discs with a bunch of shit and just make sure their discs were just came loaded. You know, it was probably a lot of the same shit.
You're right, but, Tom.
But they made sure that they gave you stuff. So I would say Troma DVDs from, I don't know, whatever, Toxic Avenger 21st Anniversary DVD-ish, Terror Firmer-ish, to Citizen Taxi. Around that time, if you'd pick up one of those discs, you'd probably get a lot of good stuff, especially the in-house movies. they released because they had making of documentaries that came with that were very good.
Awesome, brother.
Thanks, brother. You want to go fucking put each other in headlocks and shit after this? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
And then I have Rocco's Modern Life, the complete series. It's nice to have them all in one DVD.
It is.
It is. And then I have Mission Hill, the complete series, even though it's just one season. It was nice to have all the episodes that weren't aired in one collection where you can watch and enjoy them. And then I had Norm, or The Norm Show. It was nice to have all these episodes of this show put together in one collection where you can watch and enjoy them. And then I have Planet Terror. I'm not a big fan of Steelbooks, but this is the only one I have, and it was three discs packed with greatness. I didn't write down who put those out because they were just honorable mentions, but I definitely did write down who put them out in my top 10. Joe, let's go. Number 10, you drunk fuck.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just waiting and listening to your bullshit. So, number 10, I have the Sinbad Collection. And this was all the fucking Ray Harryhausen Sinbad movies. Three movies in this shit. And you probably don't like any of them, Tom, because you're like, you know, oh, I'm too good. I'm too cool for school. Yeah, I don't like them. But fuck yeah, they're good movies, man.
That was a great impression.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that with
me. I don't like them. I want to say some trauma shit.
Well, my number 10, usually I put this stuff on honorable mentions, but it had to make the list. From the fine folks at Severance Films.
What's the trauma shit? What's that? No.
From the fine folks at Severance Films comes the DVD release of Race War, the remake. I know I usually don't put those on, but I had to at least put it on the list, so there you go. Race War, the remake.
Good one.
Number 9.
I already said Jacob's Ladder, right? Okay, so then I go for the Lone Wolf and Lone Wolf and Cub Blu-ray set from Criterion. And the only reason this is on the honorable mention is because I haven't watched it yet. I bought it because I'm, you know, a big fan of this shit, but I haven't watched it. So,
number 9.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Well, fucking go ahead. That's you.
You just did your honorable mentions again. We're on number 9, ma'am.
No, I've already done 3 of them.
Lady, we're on number 9.
Oh, okay. Honorable mentions. Then I would go for A Dark Song, which is one that I just bought at Frightmare like 2 or 3 years ago. And it's a great movie. Like, everybody loves this movie that watches it. Right, Tom? Like, you've seen it and you love it.
As the British would say, it was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Party time.
Yeah. So after that, another honorable mention I would say is Call of Cthulhu. They did a silent film about that, and I was excited to buy this, and it's okay, you know. But the thing is, like, this list was like, what were you fucking excited to buy? I was excited to buy this, and it's okay. It's not great. Yeah.
So what's your number nine?
What are you talking about? And those are my honorable mentions. So what are your honorable mentions, Tom?
Number 10.
I got one more. Honorable mention. Perdita Durango. Yes, from Severin Films. So the only reason this is in my honorable mention because I haven't watched it yet. You know, I haven't, like, threw it on the old disc, you know, and seen what's going on. But
well, don't throw it.
Yeah, this is like a movie that I've been wanting to see uncut for quite a while. And you love it. I mean, you watched it and you loved it. So I know I'm going to love it because you and I have the same taste, Tom. Right? Okay. So what'd you watch?
You just like trauma movies a little more than I do. Mm-hmm. I watched Hellraiser.
Hellraiser!
It's going to be one hell of a summer, Joe. Mm-hmm. Number nine.
All right. So my number 10 was the Sinbad collection, like I already said.
Yeah.
And then my number 9 would be Star Trek, the animated series. If you've not seen the animated series and you're a fan of Star Trek, holy shit, this is some badass stuff.
My number 9
is gay. Is
this. That one's good. It almost made the list, but it was beat out by the Severin release of The Human Tornado.
I thought
Severin put it out. That's right.
Okay.
Our good old friends at Severin.
Severin, okay.
They got a sale coming up, you know, Joe.
They do. They do.
Number 8.
At number 8, I have... Who the fuck is it? Fuck, I don't know.
Sorry to hear that. That's all right. I got time.
Oh, at number 8, I have The Deadly Spawn from Synapse. The DVD. And it's like, yeah, this shit looks good. It shouldn't be on Blu-ray. I mean, like, if they're going to clean it up, it's probably going to look like shit. So I don't know if it does or not. Because all I have is a Blu-ray, and that's good enough.
It looks good. Synapse put out some good stuff.
Right.
I was an idiot and sent them Race War when I was trying to get people to put it out. And they actually watched and sent me an email back. It's like, oh, yeah, it was pretty good. You just got to remake it on film. I was like, ah, fuck. So that's a no. All right, then. Thank you.
Film. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Got it. Number 5. The Severin release of one of my favorite movies, the Frank Henenlotter classic Brain Damage. It's good stuff. It's a good disc.
Yeah, good one, Tom.
Number 6.
At number 5...
Number 6. Number 7. Fuck.
At number 6, I have Tales from the Crypt and Vault of Horror, a double release from the Midnight Movie bullshit.
Madness Collection.
Yeah. So, yeah, both of those movies are fucking great. And I have them, and fuck you if you don't. They're good.
That Killer Clowns release they did was pretty good, though. That actually had some shit on there. Well, my number 7 comes from the fine folks at Severin Films, and that is the Blu-ray release of Tales from the Hood. A fine, fine release and rest and empowerment to our boy and yours, Clarence Williams III, which I think we talked about last week. So fuck that.
Sleep well, you fuck.
Whoa. Relax with that shit. You call him kind, gentle fellow, and you respect his name.
No, you don't tell me what to do, Tom.
Fuck you, or don't do what you tell me, right? You're one of those guys.
Right.
Whoa, I'm sorry to hear that, too.
So, Tom, after that, I watched a movie called Bubba Hotep.
How was it?
Great. I love this movie. I went to watch it when it first premiered at Alamo Drafthouse or whatever the fuck. And I was excited when it came out on DVD. When I bought it, so I have it, and it made this list.
Was it that MGM release with the brown slipcover?
It was. And now it's a pretty good signed release. By Joel Lansdale.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Right.
Rest and empowerment,
Joe. At the greatest show around, it was...
Well, my number six comes from our friends at Severn Films. And this is the holiday classic, one of my favorites, Jack Frost. This was probably... It's probably my favorite. As much as I like the Rudy Ray Moore movies that Severn Films put out, Jack Frost has to be my favorite release of theirs. So good stuff. I know it's not for everybody, but it is for me.
Yeah.
Number five.
At number five, I have A Boy and His Dog. Yeah. Don Johnson classic with a dog. A dog is really featured in it, and the dog's really good in it. It's an adaptation of a Harlan Ellison story, and it's really fucking good. And if you don't like it, fuck you. So that's number six.
What is it?
Fuck you. That's what.
Oh, I understand. Well, Joe, I have another one from the good folks at Severn Films. And this is one that, there was two cuts of it. The version they tried to make into some kind of weird family-friendly movie, and then a cut with all the gore and shit that was lost out there. But somehow the fine folks at Severn found it, put it out on Blu-ray, and now we got a Blu-ray set of Tammy and the T-Rex. Good stuff. Great stuff. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest watching it. Fuck it. Just pick it up. They're having a sale soon, you know. Severn Films. Yep. Number four.
At number four, I have Ichi the Killer. Yeah, that's one that you don't like, but fuck yeah. When all these Asian movies were coming out, I wanted to watch every fucking one of them. They were just like, there's some crazy shit going on. Like, Tom would hate this shit. I need to watch it all. And that's what I did.
Okay. Would recommend?
Yes, fuck yeah.
Well, I hope this one counts, Joe, but it's a box set. But it's a mighty fine box set. Once again, from our friends over at Severn Films. And this is the Leprechaun box set that has all the movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Uh-huh.
All the movies except the newest one, because it was produced before them. Each one has a documentary, a new documentary made for this set. It's good shit. It pretty close to making my number one, but it didn't. But it's a great set, and it's under $20 now on Amazon. So I would highly suggest picking that shit up for sure. Number four, Joe.
At four.
Fuck, that was four. Number three, Joe.
At three, I have Dio, Live in London. And this is a fucking DVD, or no, it's a Blu-ray of the concert live in London, Winchester, or some bullshit that lives there. Fuck yeah, it's Dio. What more do you want? Like, he's fucking doing a concert.
Was my boy there?
If your boy is one of the like incest people from London, fuck yeah, he was.
No. My boy's from darkest Peru, sir.
No.
And he goes by the name of Paddington.
No, he wasn't. Like, there was nobody with a big hat.
Oh, big hat. Okay. You can, no, there were no bears there. Oh, right. Right. I see. No, there was no one with big hats. Well, I have, surprisingly, another one from our friends over at Severn Films. And this is From Dusk Till Dawn, the one that came with Full Tilt Boogie, The Making of Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
I might have watched that more than I've watched the movie.
I have not watched that yet. I guess it's pretty good.
I've pretty always good, Joe.
Yeah.
But I'm as you know, I'm a fan of documentaries about making.
You're a fan of bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
For sure.
Well, Joe, number two.
At number two, I have The Prisoner. The I don't know who put this out. Maybe A&E, like the fucking the TV channel. But yeah, the Prisoner, the fucking TV show, the complete series of it, and it's fucking awesome, and it looks good, and you know you would hate this because you know it's pretty intellectual, you know you would not like it, Tom, but fuck yeah, it's great shit, man. Woo!
Well, Joe, my number two, once again, comes from the fine folks at Severn Films.
The Prisoner.
And that is the double disc of Street Trash and the documentary, The Meltdown Memoirs, The Making of Street Trash.
Is that from Severn? I'm pretty sure it's not, but that's okay.
Nah, it is. All of them have been so far, surprisingly. Last one, Joe. Number one.
My number one is the Zatto Ichi set. 21 fucking movies in this set. It had every one of them. This is some badass shit. They cleaned up the first three pretty good. The rest of them look as good as they do on DVD. You know, so it's not worth it, but it has them all in one. So it's fucking great if you're into the Zatto Ichi. And what's better for me is, like, I didn't even buy this shit. There was a chick that I was dating at the time that bought it for me. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
So you like it because it just has all of it in one collection there, yeah, for you to enjoy.
Yeah, like if you're into all the Godzilla movies, you know, and they had them all in one. And it's like, hey, yeah, this is great. You know, that's what I love about this. Hey, Tom, what's your number one?
My number one, surprisingly, comes from the fine folks at Severn Films. And this is Gamera, the complete collection. It comes with all the Gamera movies from all the eras and the comic books, Joe. It has everything in a complete... Sure, all the special features are in Japanese, or they're just fan commentaries. So you're just listening to, you know, random people you wouldn't hang out with talk about fucking Gamera movies, but it's all there in one very nice... Very nice collection. So, yeah.
Nice, my friend. Very nice.
Sorry this list sucked, and episode in general.
Yeah.
I'll try and do better next week.
But next week we will be talking about our top 10 horror themed TV shows.
Okay. Are there 10?
Fuck yeah, there are.
Okay. And we need honorable mentions.
Yes.
Okay. And they have to be TV shows.
Right.
Okay. Well, shit. Do seasons count?
No, I mean, you just like...
Like, hey, this is everybody, head on over to dwmproductions.net and get yourself a Boy Gob shirt. Mr. Mike the Mick was nice enough to buy one.
Boy Gob shirts.
Joe, tomorrow when he gets to the shop, he's going to put together a much better ad that'll put mine to shame.
That's the thing.
And it'll just bring in the sales.
He means well.
I do.
He loves it. You know, he does that one ad, one font that you can't read when it's all stuck together. No, so like if you see it on the koozies, it's like, what the fuck does this say? You know, but Tom loves this font, so, you know, he's a good dude. I love him. Somewhat. Boy God.
And then head on up when you're done going over to dwnproductions.net and getting yourself a Boy Gob shirt that you will get one of those fancy koozies that totally don't crack when you put a fucking can in them. Sorry guys, that's why I took them off the site, because I didn't want to sell you fucking shit that would, you know, crack like a Fast Custom shirt. Hey, speaking of which, head on over to fastcustomshirts.com.
Hey, I didn't make those fucking koozies, but that's okay.
So head on over to Fast Custom Shops shirts. Fast Custom Shirts right up
in the corner. Fast Custom Shops, motherfuckers.
Yeah, do it. Hopefully the Boy Gob shirt will go up there.
Probably not.
So I don't have to just have it on mics. It would make a lot more sense if you just sold them and shipped them out instead of sending them to me each time. Because it seems like this will just be something that'll sell like one or two a week.
Yeah.
So you should buy it definitely put it on your fucking thing. But anyways, hey. Mr. Mike, thank you for being the one person that bought a shirt. Woo, I appreciate Mike. It. And I will not only send you one koozie, but dag nabbit, I'll send you two.
Yeah, Mike, so, I got some new stickers that I'll send you as well.
Are you going to send it to him or am I?
Oh, fuck. Who knows?
Hey, everybody. Boy Gob.
Good night, you fucks.
Tom Martino says that I am to call you T-Shirt Joe. That's the only name I have for you. My name is Niles, the butler from The Nanny. How are you, T-Shirt Joe? It is a pleasure to speak to you. And I'm doing so because Tom Martino got in touch with me and told me you were a big fan of The Nanny and that you might enjoy a message from your favorite butler. So here I am. If you hear some grinding sounds in the background, it's not Miss Babcock. We're digging our way out of 2 feet of snow. And, I don't know, that somehow the snowplow sounds almost the same as she does, snoring. But at any rate, if you hear it in the background, that's what it is. We've had this nor'easter. I don't know where you live, but where I live. Well, my car has been buried for 3 days now, and so I'm stuck at home even more than I usually am. I've been in this apartment in upstate New York, where I live, in 6 weeks it'll be one solid year, locked down, and so I've gotten a bit bored, and I get requests from people on Cameo all the time to say rude things about Miss Babcock. So I've been writing new material, or at least trying to come up with new stupid things to say about her. Here's an example. I've decided that if we were still in production and she were, she would be locked down. And when she can't go shopping, she gets depressed. And when she's depressed, she eats. And so she's been putting on a few pounds. And I've been saying things to her like, my dear, the last time I saw something as heavy as you, it was in a field grazing. If you get any heavier, you'll have your own zip code. You got out of the tub the other night, and the tub had stretch marks. You got on the scale, and a message popped up that said, one at a time, please. Ah, yes. I walked into the kitchen the other night, and you were putting mayonnaise on an aspirin. What is that, a hunger headache? You see, T-shirt Joe, I've been a little bored, and so I've been coming up with crap like that. But the real message of this little message is something that I'm not sure is even appropriate for me to say, but your friend, Tom Martino, is concerned about you. He says you've been hitting the sauce a little too hard. I have some experience with that myself, and I have to tell you, T-shirt, you are doing harm to yourself, and you are doing harm to people who love you. And so, for your sake and for theirs, take it a little easy. I know, as a recovering person, that you'll be happier. There's always some cause that has to do with some kind of a disappointment, and we need to get to the root causes of these things and work on ourselves, get some help if you need to. But your friends love you and care about you. I don't know you, but I care about you, just as a fellow tippler. It's been tough during this lockdown to stay, off the sauce, but I've done it. And so I just wanted to put in my two cents because I was asked to. I hope you're not offended. Take care of yourself, my friend, and in the new year, I wish you peace and joy, but most of all, health. So take care, T-shirt Joe. Bye-bye.